We're shining our North of Boston spotlight on Recovery Centers of America, and in the studio is Dr. Heidi Ginter, who is the Chief Medical Officer. Before we get going, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yes, thank you so much for having me here today. So I've been living in Massachusetts for about 20 years, and I've been working in the North Shore area for the past 6 years with Recovery Centers of America since the beginning of this year. I'm a mom, I'm a runner. I am passionate about substance use disorder treatment, and I would love to talk more about what's going on at Recovery Centers of America and how we can help people get into treatment and recovery.
When you hear a mom talking about their child or a spouse talking about their significant other, it's heartbreaking.
Oh, it really is. And I think one of the things that's so important is that anyone who's suffering has the opportunity to change. Everyone can heal from this disease, but the only way you can heal is if you actually get into treatment and have that contact where you feel safe. You feel like, yes, these people are listening to me. They respect me. They're going to take good care of me. One of the cool things about Recovery Centers of America is that sometimes patients come in with a family member or a friend and they don't want to leave because the place is gorgeous and they feel very well loved and well cared for. And so that's great for us because then that draws people in and it gets people into the beginning of treatment so they can find their recovery.
But isn't that a little bit of a part of it? Like if you feel comfortable and welcomed, doesn't that mean that potentially you could have a good outcome?
We have an absolutely beautiful environment of care. And then the staff who are there are absolutely tuned into what the patient's needs are. Many of our staff are in recovery, and many of them have had just years of dedicated treatment to this patient population. A lot of people with substance use disorders have been treated poorly by the system. They feel disrespected. They feel embarrassed. They feel ashamed. And when you walk into our doors, you really feel like, these people get it. They are listening to me, and they're going to be able to help me figure out what I need to do to find my path of recovery. It's a positive place to come in and start the process.
And I think as like, you know, somebody that would be a family member to know that if you're leaving your loved one there to feel good about it.
We do. We engage the family early on too. We try to have people come in to have meetings with their loved ones, their family members, to really make sure that we understand, well, that the patient understands that when you come into treatment, even though we're sort of plucking you out of your home environment and putting you in a treatment environment. Ultimately, your recovery is an outpatient process. In order to get back into your family, your job, and your life, you've got to have those support people participating in your treatment. And at RCA, we do that. We get people in to have family meetings and start re-engaging them in the community that they're going to be discharged to when they complete treatment.
And where are the facilities located?
So the facility that's closest here in the North Shore is at 75 Lindahl Avenue. We also have a facility in Westminster, Massachusetts, and then we have facilities in Maryland, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey, though we're rapidly expanding this model of really meeting people where they are, sort of facilitating that one-on-one individualized care in the context of a broader evidence-based treatment path is really what we're trying to grow across the country.
Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners? How do they go about that? Or if you yourself, you know, are feeling, I need help. I've got an addiction problem.
It's really important to ask for help and to seek help at a place where you feel safe and comfortable. RCA has this wonderful hotline, 1-800-RECOVERY. Very easy. We pick up the phone within just a couple of rings, and we will connect you to the services that make the most sense for you. We have inpatient detox, we have an inpatient residential, and then we have outpatient levels of care, both IOP as well as more of a traditional outpatient. And so we've got the whole thing covered. All you need to do is call 1-800-RECOVERY, and we will get you started.
So they call, and then through the interview process, you would determine the kind of care that that individual would need.
Yes. And one of the other nice things about what Recovery Centers of America does, too, is we try to bridge any gaps that would limit somebody's access to treatment. So, for example, sometimes people are under the influence when they call and they decide they want help and they can't get a ride. So we provide service. We will take a car to pick you up and bring you to our treatment plan and the program where you're going to be getting care. So we do service. We do make sure that we transport people safely so that they get into treatment. We also provide the coordination of care with the insurance companies to make sure that the billing piece is under control and the patient understands that side of things. And then we really do a lot of education with the family and the other people who are involved to make sure they understand what the treatment's going to look like and how we're going to be supporting their loved one into their recovery.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add, Heidi?
I think I just want to say that I am a family doctor who went into addiction medicine after working with underserved populations for a period of time. And I'm finding that the one-on-one relationship that you can have with patients, just walking beside them in their recovery, is so special and so important. And everyone deserves that. So anyone who's suffering, please feel free to call 1-800-RECOVERY or whatever treatment facility you want to just get the process started, because everyone deserves another chance.